Oregon lawmakers are expected to reveal details Monday of a proposed transportation funding package. The initial rollout will almost certainly be a first draft. The final version, if approved, will reflect a dizzying mix of competing priorities for precious transportation dollars. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
I'm standing alongside Highway 101 in Tillamook, and I'm on a section of the road that lies between two bridges. There's one just to my south and one just to my north. And if there was a major earthquake, both of those bridges would likely crumble and fall into the water. Now, if I wasn't on the bridge at the time, that wouldn't be a problem, but...
About 15 to 20 minutes later, you know what's coming. It's the tsunami, and you have no escape.
Paul Wintergreen thinks about these bridges a lot. He's the Tillamook City Manager.
We are the regional center. If there is an earthquake, people are going to have to come here to get medical services, to get most of their supplies.
If Wintergreen had his way, all of the Highway 101 bridges in Tillamook would be upgraded to withstand the kind of strong Cascadia subduction zone earthquake that geologists say is overdue in the Pacific Northwest. And Bruce Johnson would be happy to make that happen. The seismic upgrades, that is, not the earthquake. Johnson is the chief bridge engineer for the Oregon Department of Transportation. And he says the agency just hasn't had the funding to get bridges ready to fully withstand the big one.
We've been doing what you might call a shortcut method, or we call it phase one to make it sound more official.
Johnson says there are 1,000 or so bridges that ODOT has identified as being good candidates for this life safety upgrade. That means they'd probably not collapse during an earthquake, but they wouldn't be safe to drive across afterwards. So far, the state has completed work on just over a quarter of the bridges that could use that type of upgrade. ODOT estimates that to strengthen the bridges to the point where they'd be usable after a quake would cost more than $5 billion. No one's expecting that kind of cash to materialize. But Democratic Senator Lee Beyer says any transportation package will require some kind of new revenue.
Can't do it without the money. I mean, it's just the reality is these projects that people want to make it work better don't come free.
Beyer's the co-chair of the legislative committee that's in charge of crafting a transportation funding package. The funding is expected to come primarily from an increase in the gas tax, as well as hikes to vehicle registration fees. Those details are still under consideration. So are the projects it would fund. The money will likely be split up among a variety of projects. Those include relief for notorious freeway bottlenecks in Portland and adding capacity to trucking routes in Central Oregon. Also on the list, seismic upgrades to some of the state's vulnerable bridges. But those small spans along Highway 101 in Tillamook, they're probably not going to make the cut, according to Senator Beyer.
To the extent we start doing seismic, we'll do the seismic on the freight routes where we move. You know, our economy is dependent on being able to move, and that's where you put the money, not out on the coast so much.
But he said maintaining access from the coast to inland valleys will be among the priorities. That's good news in places like Tillamook, where Paul Wintergreen says he understands why fixing up his city's bridges can be a tough sell.
You're counting on a once every 300-year event to make your case, as opposed to the problem of every day getting up and getting to work for a commuter. It oftentimes will fall off the radar screen.
But at least one Tillamook Bridge should be ready for a major quake. A downtown crossing is getting completely replaced this year, and the new span will be seismically upgraded. As it turns out, though, the earthquake protections are merely a fringe benefit. ODOT's primary motivation was to untangle a traffic choke point that slows tourists and commercial vehicles. Even on the coast, traffic congestion continues to be the driving factor in how the state spends its highway dollars. I'm Chris Lehman in Tillamook.